Board of Directors of the Idyllwild Water District, also called the special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Idyllwild Water District. I will explain that after the roll call.
Director Olson.
Here.
Director Stamper.
Here.
Director Davis.
Here.
Vice President Prefer.
Here.
Grandpa Shelley.
Thank you. We have a special meeting tonight in conjunction with our, congruity with our regular meeting because of the election coming up in November. And so we have an action item on the special agenda that we'll get to here after public comments. Are there any public comments? Mr. Zabadi.
Yeah.
That is fine shirt you're wearing. Nice color.
Thank
I like
you,
it.
Thank you. It's to increase my presence here. So I wanted to find out what was the current status of funding the project, the wastewater project, whether it's going to be funded by loan or other means, and what is the status of the census that's being conducted.
So with the loan, it is a low interest loan for the wastewater project, and the status is we're in the approval portion of or stage of the loan. We have been given some conditions on what they want us to meet. They are requiring us to do a
let me interrupt you real quick. Who's they?
So it's the water boards.
The state
water boards that's giving us the loan. And they are requesting that we adopt a debt management policy. So that debt management policy is what I'll be talking about tonight. But we have to hire a company to do this, a third party to do the advisory. So we were recommended, DBK recommended CSG advisories, and they, as long as we hire them tonight, sign them on board, they will conduct this debt management policy for us, and it's a requirement to even get this loan by the water boards. So we're in that process. We're in the process of hiring CSG to manage the loan process, to go over, they'll basically be evaluating the financial feasibility of the water district undertaking the SRF loan, which they'll be reviewing documents related to the project, the financial thereof. They'll be advising the water district as to the loan structure. They'll be guiding us through this whole process to receive this loan.
So I assume you're going to cover the cost of that in a regular meeting, so I'm not going to ask about that. But I assume this debt management involvement would make a certain change in the way you're running the agency as to certain limits, how much money you're going to spend on improvements, maintenance, etc., I assume. Am I correct?
Well, this is strictly for the wastewater project. We still have money on the water side that we use for our projects in water. We'll still have money left over if we assume this loan to do project for wastewater.
Sorry, you didn't answer the question on the census. What's the status of the census?
The census is still being conducted. We need a total of 63. As of 2 weeks ago, we needed 63 more
responses
from customers. We've finally ironed out some kinks in the process and emails and whatnot between Audra, who is working for SUS, and so we think that we're going to get those 63 or come very close to it.
Thank you.
Excellent. Any other public comments? No? Okay. We'll move into our action items. We're gonna cover the action item on the special meeting first, and it is the adoption of Resolution 816, requesting the Riverside County Registrar of Voters to conduct the November 3rd, 2026 general district election. The board will consider adopting and approving Resolution 816, requesting the Riverside County Registrar of Voters conduct the November 3rd, 2026 general district election and authorizing the board secretary to submit the required election documents. Elections aren't automatic. We have to inform the registrar of voters that we want to have an election, that we need to have an election, and what the election is for, and who the election is for, and who the candidates are when they submit their paperwork to become a candidate. So we have to do this, and usually we have to pay them money to do this too, because they have fees that are associated with us having our election be run through the registrar of voters. So this is how we do that, is we have a resolution, and the resolution is included in the memo. And is there any other thing that we need to know from the board secretary? Anything else from the general manager?
Nope.
Anything from the CFO?
No, but it's required before July 1st to get approval for this resolution.
Well, then we're right in the window. Mr.
No comment.
Mr. Stamper?
No
comment. Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prefer? I have no comment either. Are there any public comments on this item? No?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the resolution 816.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Vice President Prefer. All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. We'll go back to our regular meeting agenda. We have the consent calendar. Mr. Olson, any comments on the consent calendar, minutes, financial, or operations?
Minutes look good. The financials, we continue to impress, Mr. Hasenberg.
Thank you.
They are well under budget. You're doing a great job. And 5% of the water loss, also a great job, all the way around.
We'll be mad for me next month because I just paid $49,000 for media carbon. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to give you a heads up.
Yeah, the GAC media, it's a little pricey. Mr. Stamper.
No, I'm good.
Mr. Davis.
Good, thank you.
Vice President Prefer.
No, I don't have questions. None? Well, kind of, but it's not
okay.
It's not that big. Oh, okay, I'm guessing the Babcock's labs, is that, did you have to do that PFAS testing?
Yeah.
That's why it's so high.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Quorum 6 is this year. I almost cried.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing. That was the only thing. It's the only thing I noticed. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any public comments? No? Entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Stamper? All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. General manager report.
Okay, so we had to draft up a service agreement between DUDAC, who is completing the 100% design for the wastewater plant. So that service agreement was drafted by DDK. Both parties signed it, so that's in the works. I should be setting up a meeting here very shortly with DUDAC to have a kickoff meeting to kick off the rest of the design from 30% to 100%. So that'll be happening here, I'm assuming, within the next couple of weeks. Go back to this debt management project. So with the loan for the wastewater project, we were requested to do a debt management policy. With that, we have to hire this company, CSG Advisors, which BBK recommended to us. So on the meeting tonight, we need to hire these guys to do the service agreement for CSG and draft up the service agreement for the scope of work and the engagement letter from the Municipal Advisory Service related to the proposal for the SRF loan. So that is on the table tonight. And again, the update with the MHI study, we needed the 63 responses from customers. We're assuming we're getting those. Our median household income right now is at $72,000. The limit, the maximum right now, is $79,296. So we're well under that right now. But there's a caveat with this. If we don't come close and the state requires us to do a default, they're going to have to use the highest survey that came in, which was $685,000. So if,
thanks a lot, David Jerome.
So if we have to use that, then that's going to put us at 80%, just above the 79,000 threshold. So we're hopeful that that's not going to happen.
You wish I were a sewer customer.
So that's the update on that. We did purchase the Ford water truck. It's a 2016 Ford water truck. It's got a 2,000 gallon tank on it. We did pick it up yesterday. We had to replace a booster pump up at the Foster Lake treatment plant. That failed. Staff did that in-house. We have one on the shelf to replace it with. We'll be taking the old booster pump for repairs and put that on the shelf for future use. And then we had an upgraded service line down on Tollgate. It was a 3/4-inch service line that crosses under Tollgate. It had 3 or 4 repairs, so we dug across Tollgate, put in a 1-inch service line to fix the issues that we're having under that. So staff completed that as well. That's all I got.
Mr. Olson, any questions?
No.
Mr. Somber?
No.
Mr. Davis?
Any thoughts about using the backhoe and pulling service lines out without having a trench?
We're not set up to do that.
Okay, I mean, I thought about setting up.
We've thought about it. I don't know. I have questions in regards to the material that's used, whether or not it's actually feasible to use it up here, whether it's copper or the, I think you, Fern Valley's using copper.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you about that, because they use a mold instead of tearing up the road with the copper.
Have you had any issues with that, though?
No.
No?
I've used the one on copper before. It works very well.
Okay. So that's something we can look at in the future.
Anything else, Mr. Davis?
That's it, thank you.
Vice President Prefer.
I have a couple questions and it might come up later, but and I realize you're waiting to complete the design. You mentioned you were gonna be meeting with them to get to the 100%.
Yeah.
So I guess kind of my question is, when are we anticipating to take over this loan? Do we have any idea on that?
I don't have any idea.
Okay. Okay.
We got to get, so the design portion of this is supposed to be completed by January of 27. So we wouldn't even be able to go out to bid until after 100% design is done. Then we can go out to bid for construction. So I'm assuming by the end of the year. The first of the year.
Okay, I just kind of curious.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it kind of like a line of credit? We don't get a lump sum. We spend money and then we request it.
Then we're reimbursed, yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
Just a second, Mr. Jerome. I'm going to say something that I hope answers your question before you even say it, but I doubt it.
Wow, you're good.
Yeah. This is called a loan from the state, and the state, it's part of their revolving water super account.
Revolving fund.
Revolving fund. And the ideal on this is for a small municipality like ours to have a project that we want to get done and we have plans for, and if we qualify and get the funding, they give it to us in a chunk of, let's say, $2 million. And if we spend the $2 million on exactly what we said we were going to spend it on, and the debt consultant is there, and our debt plan is in place, and we get 25% of it done for that $2 million, then they allocate the next $2 million for the next part of the project. And that $2 million that we spent, there is a forgiveness model in that where it would be forgiven rather than being paid back by the district. We're hoping that that's how it works. We're hoping that that forgiveness portion is still in place with the state. It always has changes in the hierarchy and changes in the budget. But right now, that's the ideal, and we're hoping that that's how it turns out. With that, Mr. Jerome, do you have any questions?
Just a comment, there was January, we're expecting the engineering to be done. Is there also a CRWA vote in January that's
No.
That vote is in July, next month.
Okay.
Next month.
Yeah. And that's just to approve everybody that's on the list that's requesting funds for projects.
Yes.
So that is next month in July.
So we're hoping that that all gets approved too. Mr. Zabadi.
No more questions. First of all, what is the cost of the debt review service that you were referring to?
So they gave us, they're going to charge $350 an hour, not to exceed $10,000.
Okay. Second of all, you were saying, Mr. President, there is a forgiveness aspect of it. What percentage of loan is subject to forgiveness, if you know?
100%.
Has that ever happened?
Yes, it has happened.
What is your experience with that kind of stuff?
Dr. Shelley said, it varies under circumstances, and it does vary with the outcome of where you stand on the list of your special district and the MHI study.
So you say we have to first qualify for low income, and then comes the forgiveness. Right?
We don't have to first qualify for it, but it's a factor in how they do the loan.
The forgiveness.
Yes.
Okay. Then the DUDEC 100% contract was subject to a previous meeting, I think 2 months ago, and it was approved. I assume because of the involvement of attorneys, there were some changes made in the contract. Were there any substantive changes? What were they, if you recall?
I don't recall the changes in the wording.
I called Mr.
Ryan made those changes.
It's the insurance. Do that. Ryan asked him to give us insurance for the insurance. He said he dealt with them a lot of times for do that. So he asked the insurance for do that, to have insurance, and he sent it to Ryan. All right, send it to Beth.
It did go back and forth a couple of times before the language was approved by both parties.
Was there anything about, my question was really related to the fixed amount. Is it a fixed price as opposed to price that's going to continue going up depending on some other factors?
For
has that changed?
The price for what DUDEC is doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that price has not changed.
But remember, it wasn't a fixed price. It was subject to certain conditions.
Well, it's under the contract. It's subject to being finalized by
January. Just say the same.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. That was just the general manager's report. I think we can go on to our action item now.
I think we can.
Action item number three, the board will consider approving the scope and fee engagement letter with CSG Advisors Incorporated for Municipal Advisory Services related to the district's proposed Clean Water Safe Revolving Fund loan and authorizing the general manager to execute the agreement. Mr. Olson, any questions?
Has the agreement been reviewed by BVA?
Yes, sir. Yes. By Jennifer Butner was, sorry.
Yes, they have. Yeah.
She approved it. And
they also advised us in acquiring CSG.
They are the one referred to us, and after that, they approved the agreement.
Okay, thanks.
Ms. Stumper?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prequel? I like the fact that you said, it was Jennifer that did it. That's nice. Jennifer, good old Jennifer. All right.
I think she charges less than mine.
She does. She tries a little less than Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Any public comments? No? I'll entertain a motion to approve the agreement with CSG Advisors.
I will make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. We'll go on to item number 4, Resolution 815, adopting a debt policy. The Board of Directors will consider approving the Resolution 815, adopting a debt management policy of the district in order to comply with California Government Code Section 8855, as amended by Senate Bill number 1029. Any information that we need on this from the General Manager?
Nope.
Okay. Mr. Olson, any questions?
Who drafted the policy? CSG.
Okay, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay, Ms. Conley. Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prefer?
Okay.
Any public comments? Mr. Zabadi?
For the CFO, does that affect in any way your policy, current debt management policy?
Is that problem,
you know, the crazy thing about this organization is we don't have any debt.
Yeah,
so we didn't have a debt management policy because we don't have any debt. It's the first time we're going into debt, so we're going to have a debt management policy now.
He was saying, actually, as you said, Dr. Fett, you don't have any debt at all. You never have debt policy.
Nope.
Sorry,
so you're still going to have the prizes for the students for the essays?
Yeah, we were able to pay that in cash. Yeah, and they were very happy. I think they're going to be better citizens because of that.
You never have debt. I said, I promise we'll never have debt.
Yeah. And hopefully we won't have this debt for long. All right.
I'd make a motion to approve the debt policy.
Excellent. Is there a second? Mr. Davis is a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0.
Thank you.
Director's comments. Mr. Olson?
I do not have any.
Mr. Stumper?
None.
Mr. Davis?
Another big thank you there to Builder for 5% of the water loss.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Very good. Yep.
And to Osney, of course.
Thank you.
That's it for me, though.
Okay.
When you make your motion, could you maybe also say Resolution 815?
Oh, is that last one, that Resolution 815? Yeah, that motion I just made was for Resolution 815, just for clarification purposes.
And it was item 1A, resolution on the special meeting, when he made that one, too.
He did.
Just to reiterate.
Just to clarify.
The 816, I said that.
And we're going to close the special meeting. Excuse me. There we go, it's closed. And now we have director's comments for the regular meeting. Mr. Olson?
No.
Mr. Stauber, Mr. Davis?
No.
Okay, I have one. The board of directors would like to let the employees of the Idyllwild Water District know that if they would like to register for the Idyllwild 5K, 10K race, that we would sponsor their participation in that. And one of the ways that they could do that is form a team. It could actually be Team IWD, and they could have matching shirts if they wanted. They could run together. They could run apart, and they'd get a little bit of a discount if they did that too. So we would encourage them to participate in the Idyllwild 5K, and thank you for participating in the July 4th parade.
Absolutely.
We look forward to seeing them in there. That's all I have. With that, any other comments? No?
Motion to adjourn.
Wait. What? Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Passes 5-0. We're adjourned until our next regular board meeting on July 15th.
Much better than an HOA.
Yes. Nothing was thrown either.
Yeah. Well, they only come out of books. They needed a special assistance.
Yeah.
So. Like, you know,